No Bones About It with Dr.
Blog Talk Radio.
Only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Are you suffering with chronic pain? Tune in for No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. You'll learn non-invasive techniques that can help you get rid of your pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. That's No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Tuesday mornings at 11, right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network.
Hi, I'm Michael Strahan. I used to run over offensive lines and sack quarterbacks, so I know how important it is to be able to breathe well. But for the millions of people living with COPD, catching a breath is a real struggle. COPD, or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, is also known as chronic bronchitis or emphysema. Over time, it makes you feel like you're breathing through a straw. COPD is the fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. It kills one person every 4 minutes, and it took my uncle. An estimated 24 million Americans may be affected, but as many as half of them don't even know it. We have to beat the clock to spread the word about this serious disease. If you're 35 or older and have ever smoked, you might be at risk, but there are steps you can take to improve your symptoms. I'm Michael Strahan, and I drive for COPD. Join the movement at driveforcopd.com. Take our five-question screener and talk to your doctor.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifeSoundsRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets, I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50, you ain't got it. And you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin. Some roach infested room where he thought he found the answer with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you shove another 50 through the slot. And you drift into the the ball being crushed in a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. And now, this guy says heaven, with the angels being to go. It's a place all too familiar, where I sold out my soul, and that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift through the garden till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. Last house on the block.
And we're on the air. Go figure. Chris,
that's usually what that light means.
Is that what that light says?
Yeah, I think so.
How you doing, folks? I'm John Hollis. Of course, it's Rockers in Recovery. It is a Sunday night show. We're hanging out here in studio, and we're getting ready to talk about some things coming up. First of all, Rockers in Recovery is going to be moving from the Sunday night show to 7 p.m. So it's going to be from 7 p.m. to 7 p.m.
7 to 2 p.m.
To, of course, 9 p.m. And then 9 p.m. to midnight, we're going to have the East Coast music scene. And also we'll be introducing, of course, Will Grayson into the Sunday night rotation along with Monty Mann. So we're adding two more hours to the 16 hours that we already are broadcasting live. We're going to be at 18 hours a week. 18, rapidly approaching 20 hours a week.
Awesome.
Awesome.
It keeps growing.
Awesome. Yeah. Love when it keeps growing.
We always love it when it keeps growing.
I love when it grows. Absolutely. So you know something, folks, and we're looking forward to a whole lot more time and information. We just started a new show yesterday on Saturday at 3 o'clock because we are on the air from 3 to 6 on Saturdays, and it's Youth in Recovery. And, of course, we have a great host that's going to be taking care of that. And what was that young man's name again? Do you remember?
Jovito.
Jovito.
Yes.
Jovito. Jovito will be in with us on, of course, Saturdays at 3 o'clock. And Jovito is a very, very nice young man. He's 24 years old and been sober and clean for about 2 years. And he's going to be talking about Utes in recovery.
And the two Utes?
The two Utes. Your Honor, the two Utes. Did you say Utes? So, in the meantime, we're, of course, having fun along the way. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. We have, of course, the 12-Step Music Fest, which is coming up in this November. We're about 7 months away from this thing, 8 months away, but let me tell you what's happening because it's huge and it's getting huger. We have huger. We're getting, of course, the Belfuegos, Woody Geisman. We have the New York City Hit Squad along with Ricky Bird. And, of course, we're working on maybe even Simon Kirk from Bad Company. So there's a good possibility that this 12-Step Music Fest is going to be a huge, huge, huge thing, along with 25 other performing artists like Bubba Mac, Run Alive, Rhetoric, and all of the rest of the folks that come out there, Patti B. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to find out more information about sponsorship and, of course, being a vendor. And you can also go to the 12stepmusicfest.com website. We are putting this together in conjunction with No Matter What Productions, of course, Rockers in Recovery Productions, and No Matter What Productions are working to combine their efforts. The Saturday show at 3 o'clock is also being sponsored by No Matter What Productions, along with a couple other shows during the week. So we're looking forward to, of course, doing more with the 12-Step Music Fest. June, the first weekend in June, I will have an exact date on this week. We will be broadcasting live from the first Del Fuego's reunion in 20 years. We're going to be broadcasting live and streaming live from that event. It's the first time in 20 years that the Del Fuegos have played together, and Woody Giesman has invited us up to do a live broadcast and to also stream it. So we're looking forward to being a part of the Del Fuegos in June. We also have the First Step Sober House Memorial Day weekend celebration coming up, and we're looking forward to being a part of that. And we have a lot of other things on tap. Beer tap, that is. So we're looking forward to lots of fun coming up, live broadcasts. I also want to take this time to thank a few folks that made this past week very tolerable for me. One of them is Saban Morris from G&G Holistic. We did a live broadcast for 3 days from the conference in Miami Beach, and Siobhan was the bomb. She did so much for us to make sure that our live broadcast and live remote and live streamer feeds were perfect. And we want to thank, of course, Siobhan Morris for making all of that happen for us with all of the right cables in the right places at the right time. So we want to make sure that we give a big thank you to her. We're going to be doing some things on the website you want to check out this week, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com and RockersInRecovery.com. You can go to the websites, and you're going to be able to see all of the videos that we've produced over the last, I don't know, 2 months. And there's probably about 40 videos up there that we've produced over the last couple of months here. And feel free to check them out and take a look at it. You know, I got to tell you that there are certain times in my life that I look back and I say to myself, you know, it can never get any better, and then I got to pinch myself because it's getting better. But this last 10 months has been really difficult. And the fact that it's been great as far as recovery is concerned, it's been great as far as, you know, what's going on in the world of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network and all the things that are happening by God's grace. But, you know, I lost my uncle last May, and I was out of here for that, and then I lost my dad in December, and last night we lost my uncle. And I got to tell you that it's been a real trial and tribulation when it comes down to dealing with the emotions that come behind that. Great guy, great human being, one of those guys that came out of the World War II era and just like a rock and just a great human being. And one of the things that I look at there's two things I look at. The first thing is that I am clean and sober today, and I can be there for the family and be there when they call, and I'm at the same phone number and all of those things. Oh, my God.
He showed up.
Chris D. just walked in the door. Can you believe that? I am shocked, man.
I am, too. I didn't. Right, that's so the last thing I thought was going to walk through the door.
Let me go back to what I was saying, because I'm just, like, shell-shocked now. So in the meantime, all of these things transpire, and I think to myself, wow, you know, this is, you know, very interesting that you get, you know, God gives you just as much as that you can handle. There's not any more. There's not any less. You get as much as you can handle for one day, and it's one moment at a time, and you get through the struggle, and you get through all of the things that God puts in front of you, and you can be there as a useful family member and a productive member of society. And these would be things that would not be occurring if I was still drinking and drugging. Matter of fact, most people would not let me flea dip their family dogs. So if you're on the rack because you smoked too much crack tonight and you're getting ready to go in front of one of those judges tomorrow, I can guarantee you that if you make this decision to choose in, that where you're at one day at a time, a couple of years down the road, one day at a time putting the work in, you will sell yourself short because your life will be beyond your wildest dreams. What I thought I would have, or what I wanted my first 90 days which was to be able to pay my rent and get a carton of cigarettes. If I had just said that's all I want and I would be happy with it, I would have sold myself absolutely, absolutely short. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go out to our first break. When we come back, we're going to have Chris D. Amazing. Somebody pinch me. He's actually alive and breathing, and, you know, he looks good, and he's got a tan. New girlfriend. Everything. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about relationships and recovery. We'll be back right after this.
Let the wrong ones in. Had an angel of mercy to see me through all my sin. There were times in my life.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
The things I did to just not feel the pain. Like cooking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick. Getting high is what made me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark.
could it be, God? Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender was the only way to win. When I let go, my wildest dreams were out there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book.
Back, and we want to welcome you to the show. I'm John Hollis. It's Rockers in Recovery, and of course, Chris D is in with us. And no excuses, Chris D showed up this week.
As promised.
As promised. Go figure. Well, we were going to have a field day with that here in a little while anyway.
I have the audio actually ripped up on my laptop from last week. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got to play it right now.
I know. I got to burn a CD of it.
You're going to have to burn it in a little bit.
Right.
Absolutely. We were playing that yesterday,
yeah.
Saturday.
Okay.
Chris D. You know, what was it saying? It's, you know.
I'm definitely going to be here. Nothing will stop me.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. 2011 12-Step Music Fest. Let me give you a little overview here. This is the fourth annual 12-Step Music Fest. It features so many following main stage artists, which is blues guitarist Mike Zito, the super group that we're building along with Mike Zito, who, if you know Mike Zito is great. He's a great blues guitarist. Billboard awards for last year are countless, and, of course, the supergroup, which we are building as we speak, is going to be Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, Woody Geisman of the Del Fuegos. Also, we are having the Del Fuegos along with that. We're working on that diligently right now, and everybody's aboard. Guitarist Richie Supo of famed Aerosmith, drummer Liberty DeVito, formerly of Billy Joel Band, piano and organ player Jeff Kazee of Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, the New York City Horns trumpet player Chris Anderson, also from Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, bass player Kazem Sultan of Todd Rundgren, along with John Isley and singer Christine O'Hellman, who is the longtime vocalist with the Saturday Night Live band, along with 25 other musical performances. We're looking forward to a great year. The fourth annual 12-Step Music Fest is going to be taking place. If you are looking to be a sponsor or a vendor at the 12-Step Music Fest this year, call 877-799-8773, or you can call John, or you can go to john@rockersinrecovery.com. And we look forward to having you check that out. A lot more is going to be talked about over the next couple of months here. We're looking forward to a great turnout. Also, tonight we're going to be speaking with Doug from the Soberfest in Pennsylvania. He's going to be calling in here in about 10 minutes. And they're having this huge Soberfest in Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to Doug about exactly what's going to take place, and it's starting in May. It's going to be happening in May, and I'll be broadcasting from that in May. So got a lot of stuff coming up, and, of course, we got Chris D sitting here. So, Chris, what's happening? What's been keeping you away, bro? What's happening with you? I mean, where you been?
Your body here, man.
Your body here. You're not shaving your neck anymore, John. I hate the hair on your ears.
I've had a lot going on, and I'll be honest with you. You know, I've had to prioritize my evenings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you had the kids last week.
You know, you mentioned it before. I do have a relationship, mm-hmm. and you know, I try my best on the weekends. I do have my children to create balance there, and then when I don't, the weekends when I don't, then I try to create, well, off balance.
Well, you want to give a snuggle shout out? If you shout out, she'll snuggle with you later.
Love you, honey.
There you go. See now.
Oh boy, my phone's gonna blow up now. I want to give out a shout out actually.
Okay.
Mike S.
Really, Mike?
Yeah. If he's listening, that's great. If some of the guys over at Primary are listening, he lost his mother-in-law last night. And I just want to express my deepest condolences, and I got you back, buddy.
Good stuff. And, of course, Mike F. is a great friend of Rockers in Recovery.
Absolutely.
And a lot of our stuff, and we, of course, send our condolences also, Mike. And God bless you and the family. And Chris says he's got your back. He's got your back. That's a good thing. That's a good thing about friends today. So in the meantime, what structurally is going on with some of the things that are coming up? I already mentioned that we're having the party for Memorial Day.
Absolutely.
What else is happening? Football, baseball, anything like that?
I knew you were going to go there. Well, you know, it's not football season.
Correct.
And so that's one of my excuses that I can't use. But softball, we have a tournament coming up again this month.
Nice.
Actually, the 12 Steppers team that plays on Tuesday nights is battling for first place. And
that's here locally.
The one in local plays in Pompano. That's
over,
a recovering team.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the name of them fields over there?
That's the Four Fields.
Four Fields.
The Pompano Athletic Complex.
Hmm.
The one that's a mess.
Well, yeah, and here's the good news that we get to look at with recovery is that we get to have fun like this.
Absolutely.
You know, and when it comes to sports or it comes to music, we get to go out and do these things that we wouldn't normally do. I mean, maybe some of us played, you know, like softball in a beer league or something like that, but you can still do those things. You can do it sober now. You can do it with sober teammates.
Right? Well, you know, the guys that are playing, most of them are from, you know, first step with some of the surrounding sober houses, and they're just, you know, they can't believe that they're having so much fun. I can remember doing this as a kid, and, you know, and I'm running the bases, and, you know, they run like the wind, and they're looking over their shoulder like there's a cop chasing them. You know? and they're just having a good time doing something, getting to be a kid, you know, and that's the whole love of the game right there, is you get to go out and be a bunch of children and have fun.
I think there's an educational sense to this, too.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I think through having responsible fun, there's an educational value that it comes at the time where it's supposed to. You know, you've taken care of your obligations. You've done what you need to do to take care of life's responsibilities. And this is the things you get to do that are fun because you're clean and sober. You're not chasing anything, you know.
Well, I mean, what does any organized sport teaches you? A lot of things that we learn in recovery.
Correct.
It teaches unity. It teaches, you know, team play, being there for somebody else, backing someone else up, how to keep your chin up when the chips are both up and down, how to win with class and dignity, and also how to lose the same way.
Yeah.
And you know, that's one thing that we could not do. We're poor losers, but even poorer winners. You know, we gloat over our victories at the expense of the person who has lost. And on the other side of that is that we are angry and, you know, just pissed off like no get out, you know, just if we can't have our way. And these are things that we learn on, well, you know, on the field, that the guys learn to do as a crew, as a team. And because, you know, if you think about one of the root causes of our using was our utter inability to form partnerships with other people.
Correct.
We could be a room full of people, but all by ourselves. And when did we do our best drinking and drugging? Isolated. For me, locked in the back room. You know, and we're loners by nature, and we're learning to get out there with a group and do these things. And even, you know, like with the Rockers in Recovery, and then going to these shows and concerts and stuff like that. And just enjoying things. It's just beautiful.
I am, you know, I'm privileged to be able to see the people that are growing around the First Step Sober House. You know, I've been involved with First Step for a long time now, and I'm starting to see people out in the community that now have, you know, multiple years or, you know, at least a couple of years together of continuous one day at a time, you know, putting the effort in and working it, and now they're carrying the message to scores of others, and I'm watching that whole thing happen around me. And I'm sure, you know, it's the First Steps Sober House, but it's everywhere. It's Mike Fine's place. It's all of the different places, and you get to see that, and you get to see that experience, and it's so cool to watch it unfold. And I think that when you're new, you don't really believe that those things are going to happen for you. You don't believe that the compulsion's going to leave. You don't believe that, you know, that obsession, that mental obsession that just kills us every time is going to leave. And that's why they, you know, when you hear time takes time, it isn't so much about getting the things back. It's about the thinking to, you know, start to alleviate that feeling of wanting to use and all of the cravings and all that stuff. It takes time to get through. And I know for myself, I had a hard time with, you know, getting past that craving because I just wanted to go use. I didn't want to have to deal with any formal work to do that. But part of the work process is putting the work in with the steps, getting a group, doing your, you know, getting a sponsor, working the steps formally with the sponsor, but also incorporating these things in that we would not normally do, like going to a movie, going out to dinner, going and doing things that we would not normally do sober. You know, and the other thing is, because I know I can tell you this, I wasn't going out to dinner or no movies when I was out there. They're all new feelings for me as I'm going through them. And I get to process them and be around people as I'm doing it. So it's all good stuff. We're going to, of course, go out to another break. And when we come back, we're going to be speaking with David from the Sober Stock. It's a sober festival up in Pennsylvania. We're going to be looking forward to David being on the phone with us. And at the same time, we're going to have Chris Dean. And we also have a lovely lady here tonight. Her name is Michelle. Very lovely. Very lovely. We'll be back right after this message.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
Welcome back. Of course, it's another Sunday night, and I'm John Hollis, and it's Rockers in Recovery, and we're hanging out. And we are playing some good music tonight, and most importantly, we got all kinds of live events and festivals coming up. We've been talking about them tonight. It's kind of festival night. I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of what's coming up, what's happening. And, of course, we have David on the line from Sober Stock up in Pennsylvania. David, how are you, buddy?
Oh, Doug. Yep.
Great, man. Hey, listen, I understand you guys are getting ready to kick some butt up there.
Yep, we're doing Sober Stock.
Tell us about it.
We started Sober Stock 2 years ago. We did the first one last year. We have 14 bands, one every hour. We have a headliner band this year, Atlas Appetite, Steve mm-hmm. Atler. They're coming up. They'll be the headliner. They come on at 6:30.
Okay.
What we basically do, it's a big, huge music fest, and we just a big gathering of a bunch of people, and we just get together, and we just have a blast, you know, and there's all local recovery bands that are going to participate this year. We have all kinds of vendors that are going to be there, food vendors, all different types of things. You know, we have a carriage and horse ride for people, I mean, like all kinds of different things going on there. Tickets are only 20 in advance or 25 at the gate.
Okay. What is let me ask you a couple of things here. And where is it located at exactly?
It's located at the TD Bank Amphitheater Theater on Byberry Road, right in Bensalem, PA.
Okay. Now, let's give somebody an understanding of Bensalem, so that way if you're, you know, listening in on the streamers anywhere in the country, you'll understand exactly where it's at. If you're from Pennsylvania or if you're from Philadelphia, where would it be from Philly?
Actually, you just come up 95 and you get off at the Street Road exit, and you come up Street Road west,
mm-hmm.
and you would make a right on to Humeville Road, and then you would take Humeville to Byberry, and you would go left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right there.
Okay, so it's in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, very good. And most importantly, if folks are in the South Jersey area, in the Philly area, and, of course, Delaware and Maryland, and you got in New York City not that far away from you. New York City is only a couple-hour drive from you guys.
Actually, about 75 miles, yep.
So, I mean, this is a great opportunity for everybody in the tri-state area to really get involved in a sober festival that's going to take place all day long, And not only that, but you got some great bands that are going to be there too. Do you have vendors that are going to be there? Do you have different vendors? Or I know you're going to have food.
Yeah.
You know, you're from Philly. Yeah. I know there's going to be lots of food there.
The vendors are mostly craft vendors. You know, like we have different artists that are going to display their work and whatnot.
You did say craft vendors, right?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right.
And what we do is the whole event is we're all volunteers. And what we do is there's 95 volunteers, and right after last year's Silverstock, we started on this year's Silverstock. Mm-hmm. And what we do is all the proceeds that we make go to putting people into drug and alcohol treatment programs right here in the Philadelphia and Bucks County area. You know, they've taken a lot of funding away from treatment.
Yeah,
we're trying to pick up the slack.
David, it seems like they're doing that all over the country, and it's unfortunate that has taken place, but you know, the good news is it's bringing us all together, so that way we can put festivals together like this, so that way, you know, the people can be helped. And I think that what you guys are doing is commendable, and I will be there. I will be broadcasting live and streaming live from this event, so of course we look forward to everybody that can get there to get there, but most importantly, if you can't, there will be a way to be able to watch this online, physically happening all day long for the full 14 hours while being streamed. So, and of course, listening to me gab on the radio. So it'll be a good thing. Right?
Thank you.
Right, Dave?
Thank you so much.
That'll be a good day. So in the meantime, Chris D, we're going to see if Chris D, of course, my sidekick on Sunday nights that's been missing for the last 3 weeks, who is now back amongst us and who has, 13 or 14 years clean right now. Right?
Something like that.
Yeah, great stuff, and provides a great message. Well, we're going to see if we can bring him with us so that way he can hang out with us and meet some of you guys and do some networking together.
Great. Thank you so much.
And what you can do is, if you could, please have your people call our people tomorrow so that way we can get all of your stuff up on our website so that way we can start directing people to where they can buy the tickets and, most importantly, where the event's going to be.
Thank you so much.
And is there anything else in closing that you'd like to let people know?
I would just really, really love to see everybody there. It's going to be a great time. Last year's event was phenomenal. It was really great. You know what I mean? This year we have some very, very talented bands coming aboard, and the headliner band, Emperor's Appetite, of course, they're good. They're from Guns N' Roses. I mean, like, it's, a lot of work has been put into this, and I just want to see everybody there and have a great time.
Sober Stock this year, 2011. Pennsylvania. Give us the city again.
Bensalem, Pennsylvania.
Sounds good. And it's right in the tri-state area. Everybody in Jersey, southern part of New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, you can all make it, man. It's going to be a great opportunity had by all. Most importantly, if you want to come from anywhere in the United States, you can do that too. You'll be able to find out more information at holisticlifestylesradio.com over the next couple of days. But where's a website they can go to right now and check it out?
They can go to www.HowToSaveALifeFoundation, all one word, .org.
Okay, that's House.
There's a video that they can listen to of each band,
mm-hmm.
and it gives you all the information.
And one more time on that website.
www.HowToSaveALifeFoundation.org.
House of Save a Life Foundation?
How to Save a Life Foundation.
HowToSaveALifeFoundation.org. Sounds great. We will make sure that we are promoting this for you, and most importantly, let's have some people come out there so we can have some fun. David, thank you for calling in and being a part of Rockers in Recovery tonight.
Thank you so much.
You bet. What do you think of that, Chris?
Bucks County.
Road trip.
Road trip.
That's road trip.
Actually, my old stomping grounds up there.
Hold on 1 second. Okay.
Oh, you're going to get it on?
Yeah.
She's backing away.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Bucks County is gorgeous, actually.
I love Bucks County.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I've seen Southside Johnny and the Rounds, Valley Forge, out in that area.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember the Rounds?
I saw Yes in the Rounds.
Did you?
Yeah.
In Valley Forge?
No.
Spectrum.
And a Spectrum. Oh, I remember Spectrum.
Those were the days,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, God, man. I seen Kansas in 1979 in Spectrum. We won't get into that now. No, it was that was a very good experience.
That's when Naive successfully.
yeah, that ended not too far after there. Yeah, successful use for 10 minutes until the cops pulled me out of my car outside.
I was working, officer.
So how you doing today, Michelle?
Doing all right, thank you.
Nice. She speaks. So what do you think of festivals like that? I mean, we're going to have, you know, it's educational, but most importantly, it's fun to have fun in recovery, wouldn't you?
Fun and sobriety.
What do you think? You like that?
It can be done. I've enjoyed many of your festivals.
Nice.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was out of town in the last month, so I wasn't able to make it to your last one, but I'm taking notes, got all my dates listed. I'll be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Come to Bucks County, too?
Absolutely.
You're going to come to Bucks County?
If I can wing it, yeah. I think I may be up in Jersey that week.
Let me tell you something. That's like Christy making it to a radio show. Oh.
The challenge is on.
That was a good shot right there.
I got your back, Chris. Don't worry.
But here, you know, I got to tell you, Chris, you know, is has always been here and made it a point to be here. And, you know, if, you know, when you have new love, I know how it is.
I'm new
love. Yeah, it reminds me. You remember Pepe Le Pew fell in love like every episode with the same cat
that had the white stripe.
Yeah. So we understand. I'm sorry. What was your girlfriend's name?
Anonymous.
Anonymous. I
I'm
did
sure
try to throw him under
like
the bus.
That on the
I did try to throw him under the bus just now.
Yeah,
didn't work.
Well, I still love her.
He stepped aside.
Anya Anonymous.
Anya Anonymous?
Nanya.
Nanya
Business.
Nanya Business.
Nanya,
I
love you, honey. Just don't change the locks, would you?
Okay, you just moved in. This is the time to do it.
Yeah,
so, Chris, let me ask you, what do we got on store for the second hour of Insanity, Mick?
Oh, we got our big concert promotion that we did with Richie Supa and Ricky Bird, a big concert mix that we taped when we did our Love and Recovery event, all loaded up and ready to go for our second hour.
And what do we have for the third hour tonight?
And the third hour, we're just going to go ahead and rebroadcast last week's first hour, which we, you know, our normal Sunday craziness. We got to keep it Sunday crazy on Sunday.
Correct. And that would be Richie Supa announcing he has formally, of course, been nominated for a Prism Award for Last House on the Block.
I heard that last week.
And formally, Mr. Hollis is going to be going out with Von Wilder to the West Coast. And can I hear a drum roll? We are going to be getting on a plane to do that. So I will be going out to the Prism Awards with Dawn, and we will be there for the Prism Awards. So looking forward to all of that. That's going to be in April. Man, we got a lot of stuff coming up.
We got a lot of events up here, man.
It's huge. And people just keep calling every day. Hey, can you come?
I just thought this blows me away. You know, how can a absolute dirty, rotten, no good sinner, crackhead, junkie, street walking, over town looking dude like you.
Nice.
Mind at the Prism Awards.
Thank you,
badge of honor.
They'll be like, who's that guy over there? The urchin. he's living under the red carpet.
Like that Geico commercial where the guy comes out from under a rock.
I love that. Isn't that great, man? I love that commercial. He's rubbing his eyes. I love it. Great, man. Did you see that? Great stuff. Well, listen, we're going to play Last House on the Block, and then we'll come in and we'll close it out.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turn my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin, in some roach-infested room, where he thought he found the answer with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you shove another 50 through the slot, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. In a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome, last house on the block. And now, this guy's heaven, when angels begin to go, it's a place all too familiar, where I sold out my soul, and that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome. Yeah, welcome to the last house on the block.
Good stuff. Of course, Richie Supa, please give Richie some loving by going to iTunes and Amazon and downloading his Last House on the Block. But most importantly, if you could, Richie's been asking everybody just to give a little bit of a quote on what you feel about the song. Michelle, that's the first time you've heard it, right?
It is, yes.
What'd you think?
I thought it was beautiful. Goosebumps. Amazing.
Yeah, good stuff. And Chris, what do you think?
Great song. I mean, I've heard it a couple times, and, you know, it's one of those songs that you hear it once and you're, all right. But when you start listening to it, it's sort of like when I read through my big blue book.
Yeah.
Stuff that I've gone over pops out that I never saw before. So, there's, you know, it keeps on growing.
Mm. Love Richie, and, of course, we love the fact that we're rockers in recovery and we get to meet the folks that we meet and deal with all of the folks that we deal with from jail to Yale. You know, we get to hang out with everybody.
From jail to Yale,
baby.
You're coming up some good ones. I'll write that one down.
Yeah, jail to Yale, baby. And, of course, Park Place to Park Bench.
My man.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So, listen, we want to thank you for tuning in. If you've listened to us tonight on WNN 1470 AM, Thank you for listening. If you've listened on any of the streamers on WNNRadio.com or HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or RockersInRecovery.com or Facebook or any of the other streamers, and, of course, I hope we've been hooked up to Blog Doc. We've been hooked up to Blog Doc, right? Okay,
we're always hooked up to Blog Doc. Come on, you're going to question my ability to run this?
Never do that, brother. Never. Never. Hey, how's that sci-fi show going? Hold on, let us go get our aluminum foil.
Wrong kind of aliens or ghosts. All strictly entertainment.
This week, Roy Shatter. what's going on?
Right now we're getting prepared. We got Mayhem coming up in May.
We got Mayhem right here, but
we got Mayhem coming up in May, and we're working right now and trying to get Bruce Campbell, who's going to be the head guest of that, to get on the show early to come out and promote that. You also might remember him from Burn Notice. He plays the character Sam Axe. He's a legendary B-movie actor.
Yeah.
We just had Richard Hatch on the show last week, and a great interview with him.
Starbuck?
Yep. No, Apollo.
Apollo. Close, I mean,
yes, but right series, Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Both he was actually in both
episode, the very first. I don't think you were even born then.
No, that was 83.
Yeah,
1 year before.
I was coming back from the Yankees Red Sox game and got home and clicked it on and
smoked a doobie and sat back.
I was a little young. I was with my dad at the time.
You were,
yeah.
Okay.
Pre doobie.
That whole life was still virgin. So on that note, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's 9:56, and we're going to go for 2 for 2. You want to know what that 2 for 2 is?
Oh, boy.
You want to know what that 2 for 2 is?
I think it's Broken as a Place.
Well, we can do Broken as a Place on the way out, but here's the 2 for 2. I will guarantee 2 for 2 that Chris D.
Oh, 2 for 2.
He's
going to
go for 2 for 2 and be back here next Sunday with his butt in the seat. What do you think?
I say your odds are worth betting on.
You think?
I think.
All right.
We're going betting on what? Not showing up or showing up?
Yeah, come on. throw it in there.
I'll bet that he shows up.
You bet he shows?
All
right. We got anybody out there that thinks he's going to be a no-show? Let me know it. John at Rogers and the phone line. All right. We're out of here. Broken as a Place by Ricky Burt.
Not feel the pain, like drinking myself slowly down the drain. Anything to fix me quick, getting high would make me dead. I couldn't quit. I never thought that I would see the day. I'd hit my knees and I would start to pray. Suddenly I felt the spark that picked me up and led me from the dark. But could it be God? Tired of hurting, of all the bridges burning, that was the only way to win. And I let go my wildest dreams, for I'm there waiting. I won't go back, cause life is on the mend. Broken is a place I've already been. I got here with every wrong turn that I took. Mistakes I made read like an open book. I'm a different man. Just one drink away, and here comes the pain. Tired of hurting, tired of all the bridges burning. Surrender.
WWNN, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more of what you're looking for. It's South Florida's most interactive forum for news, politics, and cutting-edge issues. Don't miss The Credit Report with Bill Lewis, Monday through Friday mornings at 9 a.m., only on AM 1470 WNN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
AM 1470. With even more information you can use, join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information.